I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The uprising against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is being met by increasingly brutal force. That's especially true in Hama. The city is enduring great shortages of food and medicine after a five-day siege by government forces. Meanwhile, more than 15,000 refugees have fled Syria for Turkey. Most of them are living in refugee camps right along the border, and most of them are grateful to Turkey for allowing them in. Still, many feel like prisoners. They're not supposed to leave the camps or tell their stories. Matthew Brunwasser begins his report at the Yayladah tent city.
These Syrian refugees are desperate for their voices to be heard. But Turkey doesn't want you to hear them. This protest after Friday prayers could only be recorded from outside the fence. Journalists are not allowed inside the camp, except during the occasional, specially organized media event. The refugees' chants demand the ouster of Syrian President Bashar Assad. The camp perimeter is patrolled by Turkish police, so I'm not able to speak to anyone through the fence. But one refugee snuck out of the camp to tell me his story, at the risk of being sent back to Syria if caught. He doesn't want to use his name. He speaks for an hour about the protests and increasing violence and chaos in his hometown, Jizr al-Shagur. During a protest, he said, unarmed demonstrators were shot and killed by the Shabiha, a militia loyal to Assad. Thousands of demonstrators gathered for the funeral, angry at the deaths of their comrades.
We all went to the graveyard to bury them, and when we were coming back, the Shabiha and military police started shooting at us with automatic rifles. The regular military didn't want to shoot at us, so the soldiers started to fight against the Shabiha and the military police. Many civilians were killed in the battle.
The Syrian government claims that 120 soldiers were killed by armed gangs in what it calls the heinous massacre at Jizr al-Shagur. It's not only journalists being denied access. Refugee and human rights organizations are having an equally hard time. Peter Buchart is with Human Rights Watch.
The restrictions are quite unusually severe. They really are trying to keep whoever they can out of these camps.
Buchart says under international law, which Turkey recognizes, refugees should be allowed to live wherever they want.
In my opinion, the Turkish authorities are afraid that if they allow the Syrian refugees to freely tell their stories, that information about atrocities being committed inside Syria will be generated from Turkish soil and that they will have a problem with their neighbor.
Relations across the 500-mile Syrian-Turkish border are tense already. In the past few weeks, the Turkish Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has used strong words against the Syrian president. As recently as May, after protests had already started, the Prime Minister referred to Assad as a good friend. Syrian opposition activist Omar al-Mukhtad says Turkey is still trying to decide whether to back the Syrian regime or the Syrian nation.
The Turkish government has a strong relations with the Syrian regime before, and now they are trying to make like a balance between Syrian regime and Syrian nation. So they are trying to stand at the middle of this mess.
At the Turkish Foreign Ministry, spokesman Selçuk Ünal denies that Turkey is playing politics in the refugee camps. Turkey is concerned about the refugees' safety, he says, many of whom don't want to talk to the media because of well-founded fears of reprisals in Syria.
The security and the order of the camps and order of course, adjacent areas is also an important issue for us.
Ünal says there is no reason to think Turkey wants to silence bad news coming from Syria. And he says the Prime Minister's strong words against Assad are evidence of that. But despite what Ünal says, at the Reyhanlı camp, it seems residents are eager to talk. I give a small recorder to a refugee to smuggle inside and gather stories. This is Yusuf Ismail from Harbat al-Joz. Ismail says he was just talking with some relatives back home, and they said they found two corpses with their tongues cut out, so badly beaten they couldn't be identified. Reyhanlı recently held elections for camp-wide committees. Mahmoud Musa, an earnest schoolmaster from Jizr al-Shakur, was elected to the media council and finagled special permission to talk to a reporter. While camp personnel treat the Syrians with compassion, he says, it's the Turkish government's policy he finds confusing.
In Syria, you can't come in as a journalist. and also here in Turkey, in the camps, you can't come in. So we asked the Turkish government, why?
Turkey still calls the Syrians in the camps guests and not refugees. And with protests in Syria expected to pick up now during the holy month of Ramadan, the fine line Turkey maintains between the two sides will get more precarious. The crackdown by the Assad government shows no sign of easing. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Reyhan Le, Turkey.
You can't go in, but you can see those refugee camps along the Turkish-Syrian border. We've got photographs at theworld.org.